It was a gritty, grimy, ugly game, just kind of how I like it. And it was fun. I think our guys enjoyed it. I'm sure Brooklyn feels they didn't play their best. I know we didn't play our best. But the one thing that I expressed to our guys is, you know, offensively, there were times when we looked like if we were going to be juggernauts on that end of the floor, that we could average over 100 points, 105 points a game. And but then there were times when it looked like we'd be lucky to get to 82. So because of our defense, that allowed us to get the win. I thought our guys stayed after it. They found a way to get it done offensively. At times, I don't know how. But the big thing that was consistent was our ability to defend and to rebound. And that's a big team. That's an experienced team. They shot 40% from the floor, and had nine offensive rebounds. That's pretty good. That's a great job by all of our guys collectively, because if you look down the line, we had a lot of guys in the rebounding area. You know, for Kyrie as a point guard to come up with seven, that's huge. But I tell you what, Earl's offensive rebound late in the game was a big offensive rebound, because we were pretty stagnant, hadn't scored in a while, missed a couple of free throws at that time. He comes up with an offensive rebound, and he makes one, gives us a little confidence because we're back up again and we're feeling good. Now we're going to rely on our defense to get a stop. But I can't say enough about the guys. They've bought in. They're starting to have an understanding of what it takes to win in this league. But we got a long way to go. We need to feel good about this. But we need to know that after feeling good about this tonight, we got to put our hard hats back on and get to work tomorrow.
What'd you think of Bynum?
I thought he was good. He kept asking me, "Coach, I can give you three more minutes here. I can give you three more minutes here." And I figured, I'm about to make this call. I don't care what Chris Grant says, our medical people say, this guy says, I'm gonna put him back in the game. He looked good. And you can tell we're a different team when he's out there. And the ironic part about it is, you know, guys, I coached him for a year in LA, and he still has room to grow. You guys only saw a taste of what he could bring to the table for our team. So it was exciting to see him out there, not only for myself, but for all the coaches. And I think it was exciting for the players as well as for the fans.
So you were only going to play him the 340?
No. Going into the game, I had him slotted for 8 minutes in the first half. And I don't even know what he ended up with. It's 734. So I told him I wasn't going to play him in the second half at all. And once he got done playing, I told him he wasn't going to go back in the game.
Talk about Jarrett Jack's spark off the bench in that first half.
I thought Jarrett was great. I thought, our first unit went out, obviously, and it wasn't that we played bad. We made a few mental errors, and the mental errors cost us. And we, next thing you know, we look up, we're down 10-2. When, you know, it looked like we were the lesser team. And I told our guys in the huddle when I called timeout, I said, I'm upset. We're down 10-2 and they earned it, then
Troyed.
then I'm okay. But we kept giving them possessions, you know, and doing things that aren't characteristic of what we're taught to do and what we normally do. And that's what I was frustrated with more than anything else, is we were making too many mental mistakes to give them those looks. And once our guys buckled down and played the game the right way, we started slowly getting back into the game. And then when Jarrett came in, he just had a calming effect offensively and defensively. You could just tell that you could felt that veteran presence, which allowed us to be able to get back in the game. So right. I thought he was good, especially in the first half.
Getting back to D'Angelo, going forward, what's the plan with him? You know, are you going to watch, you know, not playing him two consecutive games, or is it back-to-back games? How are you going to handle that moving forward now that you've seen him out on the court?
We've talked about it at length. A lot's going to depend on how he feels the next morning and what we think we got from him the night before. So, you know, I would be out of place to say what's going to happen the next game without us reevaluating him in the morning. And this is how it's going to be all year. You know, we may, I mean, he may sit three straight games. He may be healthy, okay, but I just may sit him three straight games because I don't feel the need to play him, A, and B, we're getting a little bit better. We're getting used to him being in the lineup, and we need him for later on to be completely healthy, you know. And so it's going to be a work in progress the whole year.
Mike, what was it like for you to be back here as a Cavs head coach, back in the building? These fans
are
crazy. Were you too much into the game to even pay attention?
You know, it was great. The fans here, they're so flipping electric. I mean, it's such a neat atmosphere. You know, people just come to the games and they're to themselves. You know, they just come out and they're just regular old people having a good time. And they bring the spirit and the energy and all the other stuff that you should bring to the game, they bring it the right way, and you can feel it, you know. And I enjoyed being out there. You know, it was great to see my old partner Steve Demetrios sitting there and right next to me again, and you know, seeing other people on the sidelines interacting with them, and it was a neat atmosphere. I really enjoyed it.
Mike, what did you expect tonight from your team? How did you think they would play?
That's a good question, Terry. I was hoping, you know, you always want to win, okay? But more than winning the game, I was hoping we could just be consistent tonight. You know, whether we won or lost at the end of the day, I would have dealt with that later. But I just wanted to see our team play as consistent as possible for 48 minutes, because we've been so like this in the preseason, and granted, we played a lot of young guys. We had a lot of young guys hurt and stuff like that. But even our starting group, we get up big at certain times, and it's almost like we just lose interest. And now we're dribble, home run, pass, turnover, you know. Or defensively, we came out because we had energy and we were into it at the beginning of the game, and now we're up 15 or 10 or whatever, and now trying to block this cutter isn't as important, so I don't do it with a sense of urgency because we're up and the game seems too easy. So I just wanted us to fight and try to stay consistent at a certain level for as close to 48 minutes as possible. And I thought our guys did it, because it wasn't pretty. You know, it wasn't pretty at all, which I'm okay with.
Mike, Andy, you mentioned you don't cringe anymore or as much as you used to when he shoots the jump shot, but game's on the line, he gets the ball there. What are you thinking at that point?
You know, he was wide open, and he's shot the ball very well since I've been back, and I didn't even think twice about it. You know, part of it also too, Kenny, is my maturation. Back then I was probably a little too uptight at times, and you know, if a guy's wide open, shoot, he's an NBA player, take the shot, because it's hard to get good looks in this business, especially versus good defensive teams like Brooklyn. So I didn't need, if he wouldn't have shot it, I would have been upset with him, because he was open, and he was open from the right range.
Like, given your youth and Brooklyn's experience, how easy would it have been to kind of collapse when Tristan got called for that body check?
That's a great point. We talked about it in there. Right? Very easy. There were many times throughout the course of that fourth quarter where we could have folded. And literally, when we folded, we could have all said, hey, you know what, we played hard, we gave it our all, and you know what, they're a better team than us, they're more veteran than us. You know, I mean, they got 7 all-stars, you can go down the line. We could have done that at any time. And some of the guys in the locker room, because they don't know, might have felt okay about it. But that didn't happen at all, and that's what I like. We just kept fighting and fighting. Even Tristan came to me one time when they got an offense rebound in the fourth, I think, and he came to me, he said, Coach, you know what? Nobody wants to get those rebounds? I'm going to get them all. I was like, that's a good idea, Tristan. You know? So the fight and the belief was there the whole time, which is a good thing.
Mike, what did you think of Bennett, and what did you think of his composure?
I thought he took his first two shots were quick and they were rushed, but I thought after that he settled in. He tried to get to the free. He got to the free throw line a couple of times. He saw the ball going the hole one time. But you know, defensively, I thought he was pretty good. I thought he got out and he attacked the ball in shows, and I thought his weak side help was there, or his weak side awareness was there. I thought he did a decent job rebounding. I don't even know how many rebounds he had, but I just remember him being in the mix quite a few times on the glass. So for his first outing, especially against a team like that, guarding the type of players he had to guard, I thought he did fine. But, you know, the offense is going to come, and as long as he doesn't press on that end of the floor, you know, he'll be okay.
We're going to open up the locker room now. So, Mike,
show recover 5 men on the string. Were you happy with that tonight?
No. Yes, I thought defensively, I thought our shows were pretty good. But more than anything else, I agree with you, Kenny. I thought we all tried to guard the basketball, and it wasn't one man guarding a guy by himself.